started last Saturday. They brought us 25 Cook County inmates. I had received a call two and a half weeks ago, and from the jail administrator in Cook County, and saying, "Sheriff, we need to bring some people out to you." And I said, "No." He goes, "That's what I thought you were going to say." We had a lot of issues with the Cook County prisoners before, but they're having to close a building, and these are all low risk to medium security inmates. So just given the financial straits of the county, I didn't feel like I was in a position to say no to potentially $500,000 a year. So I agreed to it. So far, the inmates that we got on Saturday, we haven't had a bit of trouble so far. I made it perfectly clear to them that when we have a trouble with one inmate, they get them all back. So I'm not going to put my staff at risk. I'm not going to put the public at risk. We're not going to house their animals for them out here where they don't have to deal with them.
But it can be a more consistent revenue stream, because this is kind of the second go around with them, and yes. they said initially they were going to bring, you know, a consistent stream, and that kind of never materialized. So this is an opportunity maybe where it's a more consistent revenue stream?
Yeah, they're basically having to close a building. They've got approximately 200 prisoners in a prefab building that was erected potentially, I think, around 25 years ago, and they have to get those low-risk prisoners out of there. So that's why they're reaching back out to their counties that they have contracts with or intergovernmental agreements with to, you know, take some of the low-risk people so that they don't have to put them in their main facility and then keep their main facility for their higher-risk inmates.